This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. U.S. forces have found what are believed to be warheads filled with chemical weapons. The discovery was made by troops of the 101st Airborne Division near Baghdad's International Airport. A U.S. commander said the warheads contain nerve and mustard gases. He described the discovery as a potential smoking gun. NPR's John Burnett is traveling with the Marines southwest of Baghdad.
I just heard from a top military official here with the 1st Marine Division who says that he received information today over the intelligence net that commanders all throughout this theater read the first solid confirmed existence of chemical weapons by the Iraqi army. Hmm. He says a relatively large amount, perhaps 20 medium-range rockets were found with warheads containing sarin, a nerve gas, and mustard gas, which is a blister agent. They had not been fired. They were captured, he said, by the 101st Airborne, which was going in behind the army. This would have been somewhere southwesterly of Baghdad, mm-hmm. outside of the actual capital. They were BM-21 medium-range rockets. Those are unguided, maximum range about 300 miles. They're about 20 feet long. And 40 of these rockets are launched in this multiple rocket launcher. They're truck-mounted. He said that this was found in a warehouse. Most probably what's been happening is they've had some of these medium-range surface-to-surface missiles fired at them in recent days. A truck backs out of a warehouse or a building, fires off its load, then goes back into the building to avoid being hit.
Mm-hmm. So this is really a major discovery, isn't it?
If it turns out to be true, the commander told us this morning, this would be a smoking gun. This would vindicate the administration's claims that the Iraqis had chemical weapons all along. And they said this is not just trace elements found inside a warhead. These were actual sarin and mustard gas in the projectiles, full, ready to fire.
So what does a discovery like this mean for the troops, particularly as we understand they were told they could remove their special protective gear because the possibility of some sort of chemical attack seemed slim?
It's an interesting coincidence, Susan, because at least here in the headquarters battalion of the 1st Marine Division, which is now located in some crop fields just east of Baghdad, the word went out early this morning that they could go to what's called MOP level zero, which means everybody can take off these insufferably hot chemical suits and go back to their desert camis, they call them. And yet this is happening at a time when we're told military intelligence has discovered proof of chemical warheads that Saddam has. The context is that U.S. forces are quite confident that the individuals who would have fired these chemical weapons left. They perhaps ran away, fearful that they would be held as war criminals, uh-huh. which the military has been saying all along would be the standard it would hold them to, and that they were not shot off. And perhaps, you know, there's more out there, and perhaps in the last stage of this conflict, you know, they could be shot, but let's just say they have not reinstituted in this battalion the orders to put the chemical gear back on. You should know that in Baghdad, where the Army and the Marines are making incursions, they are wearing chemical gear still.
I see. Thank you very much, and please stay safe, will you?
I will. Thanks, Susan.
NPR's John Burnett with the Marines on the southern outskirts of Baghdad.